Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here. This is Game Time Decisions on Sports Grid. I'm your host, Kevin Walsh. We've got to go through a baseball board in this hour before we pass it off to In-Game Live. Dave Sharapan will stop by. He's live with Matt Perrault tonight as they will handle it for 2 hours. Then Sports Rage late at night with, of course, Gabe Morenci and Cam Stewart. Takes over at 10 p.m. Eastern, so make sure you lock in all night long on a Friday. We'll help you get into the weekend here. I'm going to talk about 4 of the biggest games in about 10 minutes here. Lisi will wrap back around some of his thoughts heading into the NFL slate, and then we'll get all the movement with Dave Sharapan. But let's go to the baseball board. We've got a couple of games live right now. Tampa Bay takes an early lead over Seattle. St. Louis put up 3 on Cincinnati in the first inning. Weather postponing Yanks Brewers. Your most immediate baseball games that are going to jump off right now would be Nationals Dodgers. Okay, you've got LA, as expected, road favorite, better than minus 150. Didn't get involved with that game. Dodgers had some good numbers against the Nats. Mackenzie Gore, but he's been better at home, so I showed some respect. We stayed off there. Kikuchi and the Blue Jays are minus 270 favorite against the Kansas City Royals. This is part of this incredible stretch for Kansas City where they are playing bad team after bad team, and they really should be able to make a dent in that AL wild card race. Let me give you the absolute latest standings, by the way, there, because we got some time here quickly before anything's going to go off. Toronto right now holds that spot, but a half game for the Rangers back, tied in the loss column there. We know Houston, we know Seattle, they've been winning a little bit more, pulling away. For Toronto, they need to take advantage here. When you get yourself a 3-game set against the Kansas City Royals, their last situation, of course, the Oakland A's series, where they took 2 out of 3. They took 2 out of 3 with the Rockies, because then the Blue Jays are going to host the Texas Rangers for 4 games. And that's going to be your decider, right? We'll see what the Rangers right now, we'll talk about them in a little bit, but they go, they host Oakland now for a couple games here. So big opportunities for both of those ball clubs. It may come down to one of them in and one of them out. 7-10, Boston and Baltimore. I like the over in this game. This number's a 10. It's up to 10.5. You hopefully should still be able to get yourselves on a flat 10 if you look around. The idea for me, and you guys know what I value, I like hitter-pitcher history. I like... All right, thanks for sticking with us here. Quick bump in the road as we had to deal though, with a little audio issues. All good. We're back with you right here in the mix. We're talking about that Red Sox-Orioles over. As I said, you've got the Houck situation lines up as well. And then the same is true for this Boston lineup. Look at the front end there. Verdugo and Devers both batting 400 lifetime against Bradish. Bradish has been worse on the road. His first trip to Fenway Park this season. So I think they're going to be able to take advantage. And I like combining it here. Okay. Instead of isolating team totals, if I like both, if I can get one to pop off, hit 7-8 runs on the board, and they can handle if one of these other teams starts to struggle. And then look, it's more of the same. I know every night it feels like I'm referencing the Atlanta Braves in their lineup, but it does, it starts with home road splits. It gets the, hitter pitcher history, and it matches up here. Mitch Keller, who goes for Pittsburgh tonight, has been terrible on the road this season. That ERA sits above a 4.6, and compared to at home, it's below a 3.2. So now I want to bring Atlanta's lineup into the fold here. By the way, I did have a boost. If you guys really want, I did throw it on to Matt Olson. 2+ RBI shot to take a chance. He's one of the better guys in this lineup on the front end there. Acuna Jr. And Ozzie Albies have a combined 3 home runs lifetime against Keller. And then you look, Rosario, Darno, Michael Harris, Arcia, all these guys. And again, you might say, well, hold on a minute now, KW. These are light sample sizes. 2 for 3, 2 for 4, 2 for 4. That's fine. You're only going to see a guy a couple of times, right? But what have you been able to do? And they've been able to have success. So I like Atlanta's team total tonight, over 5.5 against the Pittsburgh Pirates. That's the other number that I'm getting involved with here. Baseball outside of that, the night slate, okay? Astros, Padres. I thought you guys got a great breakdown at the hands of Mark Zeno, letting us know about the first 5 number on the San Diego Padres. Minnesota, now I don't like this, okay? As somebody that a couple days ago told you to bet this team in the American League race, a home dog to a bad Mets team. But that's Dallas Keuchel. If I was betting that game, though, I'm betting the Twins. Keuchel's been better for this team in Minnesota. The road, it's been a mess. But at home, home road splits. If you're a believer, you would back Minnesota in that spot. And then late night, Angels home dog against the Guardians. The San Francisco Giants big favorite, better than minus 200 against the Colorado Rockies. The only game I did not bring up there is Rangers Athletics minus 250 as Jordan Montgomery takes the mound. That number climbing here. The total for this game is an 8.5 against Paul Blackburn. We're going to look to fade Blackburn in this matchup here. Bad home road splits. This Texas lineup's going to have some juice. This could be the beginning of a pop-off point here for this Texas Rangers lineup. They didn't have enough juice against the Houston Astros. But what do you expect when a team scores 12-plus runs in all 3 games of a series? The Rangers respond and get over a team total of 4.5 against the Oakland Athletics.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
From a meeting at the office to a big first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every event. But clothes don't make the man. So why stuff your closet with things that only work for some situations? With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting. Their clothing is understated and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They craft each piece by combining timeless style and modern performance materials, so you can stay looking good and feeling comfortable from morning to evening. No wardrobe changes required. Browse everything from summer-ready tech linen shorts and anti-odor polos to tailored sweats and crews for a night in. They can outfit you for anything, no matter what's on your agenda for the day. Go to MacWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MAC25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MAC25.
We go to NFL Week 1. The 4 biggest games on the slate, the items that you need to know as the countdown to kickoff to NFL Week 1 is on right here. Game time decision.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back to right here, game time decisions. Like I said, we're going to go through some of the top NFL games, but I do want to just make sure I give you guys the full breakdown for Kansas, Illinois. Joe Lisi stopped by. He's going to step here again in about 15 minutes, a little bit less than that. He likes Illinois plus the points. I'm going to go to the Illinois team total. It's number 26.5 Look, this Kansas defense last year was awful. 10 of 13 opponents went over that number, and one of the unders was their week one FCS opponent in Tennessee State. The other unders were Iowa State, which was one of the worst offenses in college football at the Power 5 level, and an Oklahoma State team that completely fell apart by the time they matched up against the Jayhawks. Illinois scored 30 against Toledo in week one. I think the Toledo defense, despite being a MAC team, is a better defense than Kansas, and we saw Kansas allow a team total over in their week one game against an FCS team in Missouri State, who put up a 17 spot on the board. This Kansas defense is vulnerable. I don't want to go for a full over because I'm a little worried about Jalen Daniels in terms of his health. Seeing is going to be believing for me. If you guys want to get involved with an in-game situation, I get it. That game's going to start in about 15 minutes time, so we'll check in here and give you some scoring updates when they check in. And of course, the in-game live crew will have you covered as well. But to make sure you are fully covered, Davis Matic will give us his same game parlay for Kansas, Illinois. Before we get to that, I do want to let you know, though, as I'm mentioning in game, Indiana did open the scoring up against Indiana State, and they rocket right now the spread up to a 38.5. So I like where that sits as well. But let's go to Davis Matic. Let's get this same game parlay for tonight's matchup between Kansas and Illinois.
All right, guys, we are back for another same game parlay over on the FanDuel Sportsbook. We got some Friday night lights, college football action. Very excited to have both college and professional football back for us. We are going to be focusing on the Illinois at Kansas game. We are expecting Jalen Daniels to be back for KU here. Obviously, things could change a little bit if him and Jason Bean are in a rotation or even if Bean ends up starting. But I am beginning this wager by taking the Kansas money line. I do actually believe in what Jalen Daniels and Bean were able to do at quarterback for the team last year. I think the KU football program is definitely ascending right now. And we are going to add on to our same game parlay by taking the primary running back for the Kansas Jayhawks, Devin Neal, to record an anytime touchdown in this game. Then we are going to take Illinois quarterback Luke Altmyer over 1.5 passing touchdowns. I like getting the plus odds there. KU's offense has come together. Their defense, not quite as good, and obviously was untested in week one against Missouri State. And then we are going to cap off this same game parlay by taking the over on 56.5 total points. As I mentioned, I am a believer in KU's offense and what they're building there. The defense seems like it is a couple steps behind. I think we could see something like a 34-30 win here. That obviously would put us right in a perfect range for this wager. And this gives us a same game parlay of plus 963 odds. Kansas minus 3.5. Devin Neal anytime touchdown. Luke Altmyer over 1.5 passing touchdowns. And over 56.5 total points in this game. Good luck, everybody.
All right, great stuff from Davis right there. We will again follow along with Kansas and Illinois some of his wagers. The Altmyer, the over in the game, correlated to what I'm looking for there. I don't mind that Devin Neal look either in terms of getting into the end zone. I worry a little bit more than he does about the money line, but also, look, it's a big-time ticket, better than 9-1 on the same game parlay. Let's rock over here. NFL Week 1, we set it up on Game Time Decisions. I would argue these are your four biggest games. They feel like the games that have the most intrigue, but also when a season starts, everything has intrigue. The Sunday Nighter, Dallas, a 3.5-point favorite. Total in this game is 45.5. The big news today, Darren Waller, all of a sudden, questionable. Daniel Jones, if you look at what this team did over the offseason, the big acquisition was Darren Waller. They obviously were able to retain both Saquon and Daniel Jones, but the new piece that everybody's excited about is Darren Waller, and it's a hamstring injury. So that's concerning because hamstrings are concerning, and maybe that's going to keep him out a couple of weeks. We don't know, and I'm not saying that. He's questionable. Maybe he plays in the football game, but what that is going to do, I believe, is jump up this Dallas number, and it's going to drop this total a little bit as well. So that is something that we now need to keep our eyes on for Sunday Night Football, and it's going to be one of the latest bits of information that's going to come out here. I've not seen any movement on that 3.5 right now. In fact, there's a flat 3 that sits out there in the market, but keep tabs here. Daniel Jones has not been good in prime time, and he's been much better covering numbers on the road than at home. The early look in that game is probably Dallas. I think the number works against the Giants if Darren Waller is missing that game. How about what I think is the best game on this slate? And that's going to be the Los Angeles Chargers and the Miami Dolphins. LA, a 3-point favorite. We saw these teams play last year. That total of 50.5. And when they met, the game went well under the number because for the first time in Brandon Staley's tenure, he was actually earning his keep because he completely neutralized this high-flying Miami offense. Was Tua not right? Maybe, but he was out there, and so was Tyreek Hill, and so was Jalen Waddle, and they had no juice. And you know who will not be out there? Teron Armstead. I've been making this point to people as we get closer to the start of this Miami Dolphins season. Everybody's worried about Tua getting injured. He's healthy. He's playing. People have now forgotten about the Jalen Ramsey injury, but at least we spent some time on it. Teron Armstead, this team's franchise left tackle, they need him to be out there and available, and he's not. And you're going up against Joey Bosa. You're going up against Khalil Mack. That is going to get messy for that football team. I think I'd be cautious expecting high-flying situations. I wish that this number was still underneath the field goal here, but I think the Los Angeles Chargers are going to find themselves in a good spot. We go from one Bosa brother to the other. The San Francisco 49ers, a 2.5-point favorite. Look at that total, nice and low, 41.5. What's the situation here? Nick Bosa is going to play. They seem to feel good about it. I think the joke was, I didn't have the beer belly. It's all good. Nick Bosa is going to be out there and available, and that's why this number is low. I'm torn. I do not want to bet against Mike Tomlin as a home underdog, but I do like the San Francisco 49ers. What I would tell you is, line up that San Fran schedule. First 7-8 games. This might be the only one that they can lose. If you like big plus money, last undefeated team, I take a look at the Niners. Now, again, that could certainly blow up in your face, because Tomlin's always live at home. You can see how light this line is. But the direction for me now is, what are we going to get with some of these Brock Purdy numbers? Okay, not Trey Lance. That guy's over in Dallas, baby. What are we going to get with Brock Purdy? Through 2 touchdown passes in all of these games. He was incredible, right? He didn't get to 2 touchdown passes against Dallas. And then he didn't, of course, get to it against Philly. He only threw 4 passes in the game. What does he look like against Pittsburgh? Because while we're talking about Nick Bosa, a lot of people would make the argument the Pittsburgh Steelers have the best defensive player in football in T.J. Watt. Those are the last 2 players to win the DPOY. My pick to win the defensive player of the year this year, Myles Garrett, Cleveland Browns. An opportunity to make a statement here. Opportunity to make me feel good about a 20-1 ticket to go out there and win the AFC. But the Bengals are going to have Joe Burrow. And Joe Burrow gets this big-time contract. Vibes are good for everybody out there in Cincinnati. Except for the fact that Joe Burrow has not necessarily had a great history against the Cleveland Browns. He did win his last game against Cleveland, but still 1-4 for his career against the Browns. That's pretty incredible when you consider that Joe Burrow covers against everybody, beats everybody. It tends to feel like the number that catches my attention here, though, is your 47.5. Jim Schwartz and this Cleveland Browns defense is going to be coming for what could still be a bit of a hobbled Joe Burrow. This game to me looks like a perfect under. Divisional, week one, ugly, and you get a Cincinnati side that maybe still isn't going up against the most threatening offensive group. If you're not a believer in a Deshaun Watson, I look at that divisional matchup for an under here. These are 4 of the best games. That slate, week number one, is going to be phenomenal. So what are you going to do? You're going to keep it here on Game Time Decisions, and Joe Lisi will jump right back in with us here on Sports Grid. We'll be back after a quick break. Joe Lisi back in the mix. NFL Week 1's coming up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most
brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. sportsgrid.com.
Back right here, Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. It's a Friday night. In-game live is about a half hour away, and I hope they're focused on Indiana. Indiana State. Whoa, Hoosiers. 13-0, extra point pending. Jalen Lucas, two carries, two touchdowns, 50 yards. It's getting tangy out there, Joe. Joe Lisi's back with us right here on Game Time Decisions. Joe, I mean, I'm loving myself some Indiana State, man.
If he doesn't win this game, Tom Allen should be fired immediately from Bloomington. Don't even let his ass back into the locker room. I mean, come on. It's Indiana State, Kev. Are you kidding me? They have to be up. If they don't win this game 56-0, something's wrong with Indiana. That's all I'm going to say.
Number was 30.5. That score line's good by me. Score line works for me. Remind people, Joe, before we do the NFL, Kansas, Illinois, what do you like?
I like Illinois plus the points, plus the 3.5. I even like them on the money line. Too much physicality. Look for Reggie Love and the rushing attack to break out tonight.
Boom. All right, let's get to it. NFL, Sunday Night Football, the big game. It's the Cowboys. It's the Giants. Daniel Jones in a primetime spot against Dak Prescott last year, Mr. Interception. What do you think in the Sunday Night Football approaches?
I like Dallas laying the 3.5, but I think this is an over in this ball game. We're seeing 45.5. You mentioned Darren Waller. Whether he plays or not, I still think the New York Giants will be able to move the football. But I think in the end, Dallas does win this ball game by 7 to 10 points. But I think it's a lot of points in this ball game. Could potentially be in the mid-50s, Kev. The ability of Deuce Vaughn and Tony Pollard, the ability for Dak Prescott to stretch that defense over the top. And let's not forget, Danny Dimes, second year with Brian Daboll, I think that's the difference. I think he could throw 30 touchdown passes this year, plus 750.
Whoa! Whoa! Yeah?
Plus 750.
Why?
I know it was 15. I know it was 11 the past couple of seasons. But going to get Wandale Robinson involved into the offense at some point. Darren Waller's involved, Slayton. I like the wide receiver core. I don't think they're going to run it as much with Saquon in the rushing attack. I think they go through the air, and I think Daniel Jones does have a good season. Now, whether that translates to a playoff appearance or not, that only time will tell. But in the end, I think he can have a breakout year from his rookie season where he threw 24.
How much would a Darren Waller injury, let's just say he misses Sunday night, how much would that concern you heading into this game?
I don't think it changes the offensive philosophy. I still think that Brian Daboll and the New York Giants are going to be aggressive in terms of the passing attack. Now, Waller in that lineup, yes, he's a legitimate playmaker. He's a mismatch nightmare for linebackers and nickelbacks. But if he can't go, I still think the wide receiver core in terms of spreading Dallas and challenging them over the top is there, coupled with the fact that, you know, Daniel Jones is a mobile quarterback with the RPO game. That's another factor. Again, they've had 6 months of preparation to give Brian Daboll 6 months to prep for this ball game. Again, I think they're going to eat. But in the end, I think Dallas is the better team. And it's, I think, over easy in this ball game Sunday night.
All right. You know, it's funny, before, no one has to know this, but the initial print of the total instead of 45.5 said 52.5. So maybe a good omen. Maybe a good omen, Joe.
Alt it.
Look, here's another game that injuries are creeping in all of a sudden. Packers-Bears. No Watson, maybe no Romeo Doubs. All of a sudden we've got Chicago as a favorite in this football game. How concerning are the Packers' wide receivers' absences, and what are you thinking heading into that NFC North battle?
Again, I still like the rushing attack of Aaron Jones and A.J. Dillon going on the road. That travels well. Jordan Love, again, now he's the guy. I think his mobility could be the difference as well. I like the over here. I know that wide receivers are hurt in this ballgame, but we're talking about two mobile guys in Jordan Love and Justin Fields. Give me Green Bay. Give me the over 41.5 on the road. I think this game could, again, be in the high 40s in this matchup. It's down from 44.5, Kev.
Yeah. I can't even believe that's a total. So here's the deal. Of course, it's week one. We got to be careful. Not everything's going to be the same as last year. But these were not two defenses that earned the type of respect that that number's suggesting. For 41.5, how bad do they think the offenses are? There's people betting Justin Fields to win the MVP award. By the way, Joe, the Fields thing. And there are people whose opinion I respect betting Justin Fields. So I'm not trying to be rude or anything. But this guy still has passing props underneath a .180. I mean, what are we doing here? It's still so hard for me to get there on Justin Fields. Like, this guy's not winning the MVP award because he's going to lead the NFL in rushing yards. He has to be a much, much better passer. Oh, and by the way, the Bears are going to have to get out there and still win double-digit football games.
Oh, absolutely. Again, I don't think it's a good bet in terms of Justin Fields for the MVP race. I've been a big of a backer of Justin Fields as anybody. I think he's definitely a breakout talent. The problem and the anchor of that team is Eberflus. Yeah. He's a defensive-minded head coach. Every player drafted was a defensive player to help the defense. They did not give any help to Justin Fields in terms of the passing attack. If you want an honest assessment about Justin Fields, put playmakers around him just the way the Eagles did in terms of A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. Then you can make an assessment about how good or not Justin Fields is in the offensive scheme. I just don't understand the offensive philosophy for Chicago, and that's why I think when you look at the MVP race, you can't bet Justin Fields in that regard because of Matt Eberflus.
And I think you hit on something where I feel like I'm on an island. It's like, oh, they got DJ Moore. I know. What else did they get?
Come on.
They didn't even get anything else.
I know. DJ Moore is good. He's not elite. He's not Jamar Chase. He's not Justin Jefferson. Let's not make DJ Moore, to be out the second coming of Jerry Rice. I mean, it's amazing how people make that assessment about DJ Moore. Yes, he's had good seasons in Carolina, but expecting him to duplicate Stephon Diggs, Justin Jefferson, or some of the elite talent in terms of the AFC and NFC is ridiculous.
Now, I agree. Dolphins, Chargers. Now, I know you like the Fins, but it doesn't cloud your judgment at all here. No. The Teron Armstead thing, I just think, everyone's so worried about Tua getting injured, and I get it. He had three major concussions that took on prime time, right? We know the Buffalo game, the horrifying scene in Cincinnati, and then maybe it happened again against Green Bay on Christmas, and he ended up playing the full game. But no one's talking about Teron Armstead, and that's going to actually make the difference here. Joe, what do you think about Miami going into L.A.?
Again, I lean to the Dolphins. And again, this game last year, Kev, was an ugly Sunday night game, and it went dead under in terms of the total. The 50.5 point number, I'm just not a buyer of, oh, yeah, we're going to see 60 points because it's Tua and because it's Justin Herbert. I think L.A. can run the football on Miami's front seven, and I think Miami will look to run on the road as well. That doesn't mean Tua's not going to put it up in the air. But again, I lean to Miami. My better bet is under the 50.5 in this ballgame.
Okay. Look, where, you know what? Let me find that last year to that stat line, Joe, because it was a night, right?
Didn't he throw for like 3 of 18, I think. He was terrible in the first three quarters of that ball game. Horrible.
No, it was a full mess. It was like the first time that Brandon Staley actually deserved all the nice things that people say about him there. He finished that game. Where is it right here? He finished that game with 145 passing yards, a touchdown, and a pick. He was awful. He was absolutely terrible in that game.
That was the game I think he completed. Kill Kev, that he picked the fumble out of the pile and ran it back 70 yards for a touchdown.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 10 for 28. So he completed 36% of his passes with those wide receivers. Just a full-on disaster. What other game, Lisa, do you want to get to here? I'll leave it to you.
Well, my upset special is the Rams over Seattle, plus the 4.5 without Cooper Kupp or not. I think the Rams step up. I'm expecting regression out of Geno and the Seattle Seahawks. I was on the Seattle Seahawks, maybe the only person in town over the 5.5 last year. They go to 9-8. Now the bullseye's on their back, and I like the Rams. I think they can run on the front seven of the Seahawks on the road in that ballgame, and then two overs. I like the over in terms of San Francisco on the road in terms of Pittsburgh. I think Kenny Pickett, Brock Purdy, I think it's over the 41.5. And I do like Joe Burrow and Deshaun Watson to break out over the 47.5, 8-1 to be the highest scoring game of the weekend, Kev.
So I'm leaning under on the game, but I don't mind chasing the big ticket because I think you set it up perfectly. If Watson returns to who he was, we know what Burrow can do in a shootout, and all of a sudden that's going to change the equation right there. So I think that is totally, totally fair. I'll tell you guys one game that I'm already looking at for points: Eagles Patriots. That New England defense, man. I do not care what they finished in DVOA. I respect DVOA. I use DVOA. They were awful against elite quarterbacks last year. Awful. Jalen Hurts fits the description. I think the Pats offense will be better this year, Joe, with actually a real offensive coordinator in Bill O'Brien.
I'm with you in terms of I think there'll be points, but I think it's all the Eagles. I am not buying in to the New England Patriots this year. Their win total 7.5. I know Bill O'Brien's there, but I'm not sold on the offensive weapons. They have no team speed on the outside. Zeke and Ramondre Stevenson are pedestrian in terms of elite speed. They're not home run hitters. As good as in between the tackles they are, they need to win games 21-17. That's not how you win games in terms of the NFL.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Well, now, I think Mac Jones is under pressure early and often. I can only lean to Philadelphia. I think they blow them out in this ballgame on the road in Foxborough.
Look, no problem by me. I think Mac Jones will be better than people are expecting heading into the season. Joe, you and I are going to do it all weekend, man. Pro football today on Sunday, college football today, tomorrow morning. Can't wait, my brother. Rest up, and I'll see you tomorrow.
Hey, love the show. Can't wait.
My man. All right, Dave Sharapan steps up next right here.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, let's keep it moving here. It's game time decisions on Sports Grid. I'm Kevin Walsh. It's a Friday night. The weekend is fast approaching. I mean, and so is potentially a 50 spot. From the Indiana Hoosiers. We got 21 on the board here. 20 with an extra point pending. Oddly, you know what? I needed this reminder because the NFL is on Sunday. And I've been watching college football. I've been loving college football. And you know what happens in college football when they score? You don't worry about the extra point missing. Despite the fact that everybody knows college kickers are terrible, we don't worry about it. You know why? Because they didn't have the worst idea in the history of sports to move back their extra points. Could you imagine? Dave Sharapan's here, Sportsbook Consigliere. He's going to do a great job tonight on, of course, In Game Live, him and Matt Perrault. I can't wait to tune into that. Could you imagine if college moved back their extra point? You'd have to knock 3 points off every total.
That would be great. They're trying to lessen the points scored in college football. I know you like the juice. I know you like the overs.
I know. Nothing without juice.
But now they're running the clock. The numbers are already being adjusted.
I don't like it.
We move the extra point back. Maybe they'll go for two more, K-Dub. Maybe they'll score more points because they go for two. We could do that.
They're smart.
No?
But it ruins the numbers then all of a sudden, right? Like nobody, whatever. It is what it is. We'll leave it be. Let me just start with this, Dave. Are there any games currently that you are betting or following right now that are on the live board?
I'm interested in this Dodger game because they're down. Let me just make sure before I got the Phillies. We're working on that one, but the Dodgers are down +122. The game's already 12.5 too. I saw some baseball games last night that went over, specifically the Yankee game, where the number was just sitting. It wasn't being adjusted fast enough. 12.5 is a good number, but they already got five and they got 8 innings left. So I like that. I wore the ace stuff. Okay, Dub, because I know you're still paying attention.
Yeah, I'm not happy about that.
You got Texas?
Texas is the worst team in baseball in August. Team total.
4.5?
4.5. It's a little expensive, but it is what it is.
All right, that's fine. As long as you didn't go over 5, because the max they get is probably 5. And the books have had to adjust. But Oakland, how can a team that's 4-16 in the last 20 games, I think Texas is, they're -240, 250? K-Dub, we ask about the prices all the time. That one jumped out to me.
The cure-all walks in, though, right? Isn't that what Oakland is? Aren't they the fix? Aren't they the medicine? Isn't that the idea?
Well, aren't the actual medicine the Kansas City Royals? You got Toronto with Kikuchi coming up here shortly. Yeah. That one I thought may make the list of either home team run line, which I always get nervous about, but Kansas City's the cure-all. Kansas City's the one that I think you can bet against pretty much the rest of the season. Who has a worse record at the end of the baseball, Oakland or Kansas City?
Did they make that close all of a sudden now? Because, look, he, hold on a minute now. 44 wins. Oh, my. Is it that close? How'd they do that?
They're right there.
How'd they do that? How did Kansas City do that?
Oof. I know that you stopped paying as close attention to the American League now that the Yankees kind of took a step back.
No, it's just the bottom of the baseball board. What do you want me to do? You want me to follow worse record standings? I tell you, if you did bet like an Oakland worst record in baseball, you're not supposed to be sweating that. That's unfortunate.
Right?
I feel bad.
It's a live bet now. It's an absolute live bet. I think Kansas City, when you look at the schedules, some books are offering that. Who will have the worst record in baseball? And now it's almost a pick-up where I would bet that Kansas City would ahead of Oakland.
Yeah. Look, my boy Medvedev, man, he's going to give us a long match here against Alcaraz. You're following the tennis. You told me you were following against Sabalenka. I got over 36.5 games if you need to track one on in-game live for Alcaraz Medvedev.
Ooh. That's a good number. What was the juice on the 36.5? Slightly favored
minus
to the over?
Minus 110 both ways. We got to look around. Done. As always, we got to move it around the board a little bit there. But here's the whole thing, Dave. That was the same exact number, total games, against Zverev in Alcaraz's last matchup. No respect for Medvedev. That's unacceptable. We can't have that. We need respect.
A lot
respect.
Of times
respect
these numbers get auto-populated, K-Dub. You know that. They come in with the algorithm. They come in with the computer and just put it up.
Bad job.
And now, with everything going on, I'm not, lessening the importance of the U.S. Open. But, I mean, I saw you talking about and looking so good talking about Indiana State. College football is in full force this weekend. And, oh, by the way, the NFL is on Sunday. So the handle on the U.S. Open is just a little bit less. So maybe that's a good number. I mean, this feels like this is going to be a heavyweight match. So I like your bet.
Oh, so now you just caught, by the way, Indiana's up 21-0, live number 51.5. Game's completely out of control. The total for the game is 43.5. They're laying 51.5. You could make a really good argument for Indiana State plus the points. Okay? You can make a really good argument for that number.
Who's watching that tonight? I think they got the rookie in the room watching that. How can the total higher or lower than the spread? You can't have that.
They're in the room manually inputting how much they are in on Jackson and Sorbas. Listen, the Hoosiers might be favored in the national championship by the time this game is over. If it's not them, it's going to be Colorado, Dave. It's the most incredible thing. It's all the rage. I saw you talking about it today. You and Crack. You tell me the last time a college game in week one of the NFL season was the talk of the town and not an NFL week one game.
Can't remember anything like this in recent history. You want the juice, you got the juice. This game is full of everything, okay? And the spread, it's not 10. It's not 14. It's basically a pick-em game, 2.5, 3, bouncing back and forth. Some books took the lead and had to get the Nebraska money early to know, and you know what's coming tomorrow. It's an avalanche. It's all the Buffalo. They're coming. They're going to bet them. The best play in a game, I think, is the total under, which I know you don't like to hear. All right? I know you want the juice. But, man, this one feels like it is really exciting to have a college football game like this, a 9 o'clock Pacific start, by the way, noon Eastern, have such, importance, excitement all behind it. This might be an in-game betting dream tomorrow.
It's possible. You talk about two teams whose week one couldn't have looked any different in terms of 23 points in Minnesota, Nebraska, 87 points in Colorado, TCU. All right, so that's the thing. And we'll do this tomorrow in college football today, right? But if they were playing USC, right, as opposed to Nebraska, you'd be like, all right, make the total 70, 75, whatever the heck it would be, right? And we know it's going to be a track meet up and down. Can Colorado hang within whatever the kind of spread is? But on the other side of the ball is a team that might be completely inept on offense but have a really stout defense. But here's what's going to happen. If Colorado hangs it on them tomorrow, Then the idea is, Nebraska's defense is no good. It's because they played Calic Madison, Minnesota. The offense is terrible. Like, I don't even know how much this Nebraska result's going to help the odds makers here if Colorado rolls them.
It's not. It's not going to help them at all. Nebraska's going to be one of those teams.
Crazy.
They came in with different expectations, right, with Rule. And then they go and they play that game against Minnesota. Just give it away. I felt like they should have won that game. So there's a lot of people, you know, I call them the bad guys, the rhombuses, the parallelograms, whatever you want to label them. They're all over Nebraska. This is one of those ones that feels like a super divide, like as big as wide as the Grand Canyon, where everybody's over there on Colorado. And that, like Gabe likes to call them, they'll probably call them later, the hipsters. The hipsters are on Nebraska. They may be right. They'll tell you when they're right. We'll hear about it all along. But, man, oh, man, it's going to be a good football game.
But again, I would, the one thing I would say is it's not just the, you know, the public, Johnny, you know, like the people, there are people in this business with their power ratings who have to adjust after the TCU game, right? Like there's.
What happened? I got nothing. Yeah, I can't hear you, K-Dub. Stay right here. Lost audio. Yeah. I can see you. You look awesome. I'm reading your lips. Give me something else. Come on. Fantastic. Something happened. I don't know. Well, if you can hear me. Oh, you're back. Kevin, can I hear you now? No, I cannot hear you. All right. So we lost K-Dub for a second. But, you know, we'll continue to talk about this. There's the other game that is really going to take precedence in college football is Texas and Alabama. And I was very interested to hear what K-Dub and the boys have in store tomorrow on College Football Today. Because that game, when do you get Alabama at a 7 at home at night? Okay. Now, Texas was great last year and probably arguably should have won that game. All right. There's the line right there. Great job by Freeze getting it up there. 7.5. The money line's 310. So it's always expensive to bet on Alabama just to win the game. But, man, oh, man, this is going to be a really – I think you're going to learn more from this game than you will in a game like Nebraska and Colorado. So there's a couple other indicator games tomorrow that I think, you know, you got to really take a look at. Look at this. We have Kevin's Friday night card. We put these things up. I'll read these things all night. Look at this. Seattle Mariners team total over 30, over 3.5. Red Sox and Orioles over 10. Atlanta Braves team total. I like that one a lot. They're playing the Pirates. Texas Rangers team total over 4.5. I wish K-Dub the best with that one. That one may struggle. But, man, oh, man, is there a surprise? If we could parlay or make a bet on whether K-Dub is going to have overs or unders. The kid loves the juice. He loves the overs.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a card right there. I like that a lot. Oh, you're back?
Thank you. Yeah, I think so.
All right.
Who knows?
You sound great. You
I think I'm here.
Great.
It's. Right. I'm trying. I appreciate you holding it down. But no I messed that up. The Braves number's 5.5, though. I'm not trying to cheat anybody out. I wrote 4.5. That's on me. But, yeah, look.
What are you guys in the books? Just... You're always trying to pull the moves, K-Dub.
Yeah, I know. Look, but that was on me. Dave, quickly, before we let you go, even though I know you basically kind of handled the whole thing here anyway, the two NFL games that you're most interested in this weekend.
I can't wait to see Philadelphia play New England, and I can't wait to see San Francisco play Pittsburgh. All right, you know it's nighttime in Pittsburgh behind me. Your boy BSS dubbed it that a couple years ago. I can't wait to see the Steelers defense. I think that game goes under. All right, I think the Steelers are live. A lot of sharp guys I know are all over New England. We're going to find out a little bit about Philadelphia early. I know the Eagles are your team. Can't wait to watch that game as well.
Ask Peralta if he thinks there's going to be juice in that game. I think there's going to be juice.
Do we have to talk?
Ask him for me.
All he talks about is the Patriots all the time.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
We're going to talk about it for 2 hours coming up next.
I'm extending the hand as an Eagles fan. All right, tell him to shake my hand and let's go cash and over.
Cut your right
Dave
like
handle
this,
it on in-game live, my man. We'll close it out. Game time decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Back right here, game time decisions on Sports Grid. I'm your host, Kevin Walsh. A couple technical difficulties here on the final day of our opening week, but with that in mind, I do want to say thank you to everybody that's tuned in with us since Tuesday up until Friday here. I'm sure it's a bit of an adjustment, but again, don't worry. Gabe handles it now, 10 o'clock at night, Sports Rage tonight. We're doing our thing here on Game Time Decisions. Appreciate everybody that's got us up and rolling here, and this is going to close out the opening week. We're back Monday, 6 p.m., of course, going through everything that takes place this weekend, plus Jets, Bills, Rodgers, New York debut, first time playing a real game outside of a Green Bay Packer uniform, and my Super Bowl pick, the Buffalo Bills, open up their season as I believe they're on the march towards winning Super Bowl 58. A couple of live items for you. Kansas is on the board against Illinois, up 7-0, as well as Alcaraz and Medvedev right now going back and forth in that match. It looks like the over games could be in for a good one. And maybe Medvedev is able to pull off an upset there and spoil what's been everybody's dream result, which is a U.S. Open final, of course, between Alcaraz and Novak Djokovic. But here's my dream scenario. It's an over of 4.5 runs for the Texas Rangers. I know Dave said be cautious. I understand why he said be cautious. But for me, this is one going to, of course, fit the description. Paul Blackburn, the ERA above a 4 at the top of the lineup. Simeon and Seager have got good numbers in the middle to Tavares, Duran, Heim. There's plenty of juice in between there against a Blackburn. And I am a believer in bounce-back situations. And if that is a real thing, then this team is due for the biggest bounce-back maybe in the history of Major League Baseball. So give me that over 4.5 runs for the Texas Rangers. It's a packed card of Major League Baseball tonight. Plenty of more games that will trickle in, and I'm sure the in-game live crew of Dave Sharapan and Matt Peral will have you covered for the next 2 hours, so make sure you keep it here on Sports Grid. And make sure you were with us this weekend. College football today, 9 a.m. Eastern start time here. Myself, Ben Stevens, and Joe Lisi, and then myself and Joe join Donnie Wrightside on Pro Football today at 10 a.m. Eastern. This is Game Time Decisions. I'm Kevin Walsh. We'll see you next week.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at lower.com field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at columbuscrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.